Now that the city is taking control of the Jacksonville Landing, the question becomes whether an adaptive reuse will be found or whether the waterfront retail center will be demolished. The Landing's original architect has a unique perspective. Hans Strauch was the project architect for the Landing, which was completed in 1987. He says several of the original design elements for the Landing were cast aside, including a plan to make it more of an open-air marketplace.
And the client said at the time, no, don't do it because people in Jacksonville don't like to be outside. They like to be in air conditioning.
Another plan that didn't make it included a parking garage, which became a bone of contention between Landing operators and the city for decades. As to the Landing's future, Strauch doesn't mince words about possible demolition.
Who, in their right mind, would spend $15 million to demolish something and have no economic recovery in place?
The city has agreed to pay $15 million to owner Tony Slayman's company and has allotted $1.5 million for demolition. As for whatever comes next, Strauch says it's not so much about the physical building, but rather the activities, branding, and people behind it that will determine its success or failure. Bill Bortsfield, 89.9 WJCT News.